Twitter blacklists links to house.gov document. By Alam Bokhari on October 15, 2020. Twitter has branded links to the website of the House Committee on the Judiciary as potentially unsafe after Republicans on the committee posted material from the New York Post's bombshell Biden-Ukraine story to the website. After a request for comment from Breitbart Tech, Twitter said that it blocked the government site in error and would reverse the blacklisting. Committee Republicans took action after Twitter began censoring links to the Post's story, which alleges that Joe Biden, while vice president, met with an executive at Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company where his son Hunter Biden was employed on a highly lucrative salary. Twitter has blocked users from tweeting the link to the At Night Post's story on Hunter Biden, said the official Twitter account of the House Judiciary GOP, so we put it on our website for you to read and share. Click, share, and RT. Presumably, House Republicans believed that Twitter would not dare censor an official government website. They were wrong. Twitter is now warning users not to click on the link, calling it potentially unsafe. The company told Breitbart Tech that its blacklisting of the House Republicans was done in error and it would be unblocked. This warning message is usually used to dissuade users from clicking on links that might contain malware, computer viruses, or other genuinely unsafe material. Twitter is now using it to suppress traffic to a government website because it contains information about the Biden family's business dealings that Twitter says violates its policies. In response, the House Judiciary GOP posted the link to the website of Representative Jim Jordan, R.O. Twitter also locked the official Trump campaign account 19 days before the election, as well as the personal account of White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. The unprecedented censorship was catalyzed by a scramble to suppress the New York Post's publication of material indicating that Joe Biden, while vice president, met with an executive at Burisma, the Ukrainian gas giant for which his son Hunter Biden worked. The former VP previously said, "I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings." The meeting occurred in the same year that Biden, in his own words, pressured the Ukrainian government to fire a state prosecutor that had been investigating the company. Update: after publication, a Twitter spokesperson told Breitbart Tech, the link referenced was blocked in error. That decision has been reversed and the link is now unblocked. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.